And it was silent. One of the most embarrassing things he can do is get up to stand and talk and have absolutely nothing to say. And I said it was a while since I got embarrassed, you know, and I thought it's a good feeling, you know, to take a risk and, you know, to try something you're not normally used to doing, to step outside of your comfort zone. Not really for any personal gain, but I think it's important that in the society we're living in, we don't normally get that risk, that fear that, you know, that we kind of really do all crave inside the normal monotony of everyday life that only the system really provides, that you do a course, you progress. There's no real risk involved. We're all inside our comfort zone, quietly progressing, quietly dying, quietly disappearing, and getting forgot. So I just got back there from Iraq 8 weeks ago. I was there for a year and a half. I was working in communications with the Marines, and I was talking to a lot of the Marines. You know how Americans are, they're great, and, you know, in their respect, they're all highly motivated, we're going to go in here and kick their ass. I said, I know you are, you know, go for it, knock yourself out, we'll stay here on the computer. And on the way back, I was speaking to other Marines who would have been there a year, and on the way back, I was saying, how did it go for you? And instead of giving a motivated answer, instead of even talking down, they said, I don't really give a shit, you know, they didn't really care. But the guys coming back found something, they discovered something there, and they discovered their real self. They had the opportunity to step outside of the system. They were immersed in an environment where everything they learned inside society really was bullshit, because when I was put to the test and they were facing death, they began to discover the real things that mattered in life. They no longer measured themselves by how intelligent they were, how popular they were, how attractive they were, how other people viewed them. They actually really valued themselves as people because of the experiences that they had. Everything that didn't really matter, all the shit you're being taught, fell away because it wasn't important. It couldn't last out in a war environment. So when they came back, the only thing they were actually left with was their bare naked selves. That's all they were left with. And I thought that was absolutely terrific. A lot of them went back, a lot of them got swallowed back into the system again, and that's fine to use. I think you got to find a balance somewhere along the line. But I thought it was terrific. A lot of the stuff that the guys, when they came back to me, a lot of the things they said, it wasn't intelligent, it wasn't anything absolutely extravagant. It was very down to earth, very quiet, but it touched me. A lot of the words, the things that they said. When they came back, one soldier said to me, he said he was reading a book by a guy called Desmond Tutu, and Desmond Tutu referred to a word called Ubuntu. I don't know if any of you heard him. Well, it's a term where you see everyone as your brother or sister. You've a kind of already, you accept the relationship with people around you. You know, you have a kind of a love and a respect for other people. And they said that that's what was really important. That's what really kept them going. That when these guys had nothing else, sure, they needed bullets, they needed backup, you know, they needed all these things. But the motivation that's being drilled into them, that they're supposed to use in war, fell away straight away. And they ended up relying on thinking of things like their family, people that they love. That was the thing that kept them going. Took the soldiers cracked up. But it was the guys who could humble themselves, it's the humility. And I find, when I came back, a lot of the guys I was working with came into big jobs and all when they came back. I thought that was terrific, and they're happy and all the rest. But I no longer measure myself now towards a standard that society would accept for you. Because ultimately, if you look at it, the formula we're all really looking for, we're all trying to create a formula that makes us happy. If we can do something that makes us happy. And you see guys, you know, working real hard all their lives. I used to see, I'd sit up there in the Coilmore Cafe, you'd see guys running to work in the suits, and they'd be getting into work, working all day, finishing, going home, paying the mortgage. That's great if that's what you're happy doing. But you're entitled to your freedom. And you don't need to be ashamed to be humble. You don't have to be a high achiever. You don't have to be great. As a person, if you can find your own value as just a person as you are, then you don't need to fulfill all these other things as a human being to make up for that. If you discover who you really are right now as you are, as a person you are worthwhile, as a person without achieving it, you don't have to be socially intelligent, you don't have to be funny, you don't have to be a great speaker, you don't even have to have great ideas. But when you find out who you really are, when you're naturally just yourself, just who you are, it doesn't matter what people think of you. It takes a while. You got to get over the humiliation of being a known. But you realise that that's only a facade. It's not even real. It's just comparing yourself to a system that really is so real. It doesn't really exist. It's just there. It exists. No, I agree it exists. The terminology I'm using is, when I say it doesn't exist, I mean it's a facade. In reality, we all crave the same thing. We're all just looking for happiness, peace, love. When it boils down to it. Well, that's my opinion, from what I've discovered. Yeah, well, I think that we're all actually looking for happiness, yeah.
You think Benjamin Netanyahu's just looking for peace?
Well, no, I don't think he's... I think deep down inside, yeah, I think he is. The way he's going about it, no. No, the way he's going about it, maybe not.
The road to hell is paved with good intention.
I think, personally, it can be. I think people can... Well, we're living in a complicated society with many ideas. The intellect is as vast as...
I love the simplistic, too, but I don't think the big players like the simplistic. I think they like the confusion so they can put onto you, hey, you need us to sort it out. But we have different ways of sorting it out if you don't conform to our way of thinking.
I personally think that the greatest leaders aren't really involved in really promoting the system. They don't even care about it. I know they're at the top of the system, but the system doesn't matter to them. As far as I can make out, they're running after their own egos. Basically, they do. Benjamin Netanyahu cares about Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu cares about Benjamin Netanyahu's career. That's basically what he cares about himself. I think it's selfishness that can bring people to that. They're thinking about what benefits them, not what benefits society. What will get them votes? What will promote them? Some people do click into the survival of the fittest mentality, and I think that that's what they're operating off. It's not that they necessarily want to wish you a
fan. I don't think they are. I know they are.
You know they are.
I don't buy that thinking. I don't think thinking gets
I'm not trying to sell you anything.
I know they have other agendas, and I know that this is the way they seek it.
How do you know this?
Because it's power. It's a power base.
Absolutely. And I think
there's no communication with these people. It's like George Bush said, you're either with us or against us. There's no grey area, there's no corridors, there's no either this way.
That's the parameters. That's the parameters that George Bush said, living in his little world. He has a world that he operates out of here. He created, to him it's not, but it is in reality.
No, it's not.
He created his own little reality.
His action has ramifications throughout the world.
Absolutely. It has ramifications. But he imposed his reality upon other people who don't want to accept his reality. Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you on that point. But what I'm saying is that reality exists.
If you oppose that, you'll have a problem.
No, you have a problem if you accept the problem. If you truly do not believe, if you've been to a war zone, you face getting killed.
Yeah.
These repercussions don't matter anymore.
No,
you can come to a place where the repercussions of rejecting. Now, what I'm saying is, you can come to a place where the repercussions threatened by society. If you rebel against society, you've got certain repercussions to face. That's completely understandable. But you can bring yourself to a place where these repercussions don't matter to you anymore. In other words, the embarrassment, the humiliation of going against the system, the humiliation of being known, the embarrassment of saying things that are different to what other people believe.
That's eventually what Nelson Mandela did.
Absolutely, what Nelson Mandela said. Because he was speaking.
Many people are taking up his cross.
I don't know.
And many people are taking up his and saying, well, Nelson can do it. Shit, I can do it.
If you want to see the thing, what he had was he tapped into a part of his heart.
Oh,
he was doing this out of love. If
Gandhi.
I was to go and do, like Gandhi or any of the other great people throughout the years, like Jesus, all of these people,
Gandhi got assassinated.
Absolutely.
And Jesus Christ got
crucified. Suffered. They were men of suffering. They were rejected by the system. They weren't contributing to the system. Therefore, the system isn't going to reward them. That's completely understandable. That's the nature of the universe. That's the way things operate.
What do you mean that's completely understandable?
Not acceptable.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's understandable.
But here's a person who showed freedom and he's told...
Absolutely. Because it doesn't benefit the machine that's been set up. But here's the thing. This machine that's been set up forces.
So in a way, we have to conform to the machine, the way you're saying.
We don't have to conform to the machine at all.
If I become individual liberty, I will get shot.
Well, it depends on how far you take it.
I'm supposed to, your initial statement was, I should be able to pursue my individual liberty to infinity.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If I do that, now you're saying, but if I do that, you will be killed.
Well,
Malcolm X, he was a pimp, he was a hustler,
absolutely.
A drug dealer.
And I'll take up from that.
And then he got killed.
Absolutely, but I believe if you haven't found a thing worth dying for, what's the point of living? When you think about it, you got to find something that's worth it.
If
you
have a passion, I don't know, I don't believe so.
Absolutely, but if you're just a guy, if you're operating just out of the intellect, out of ideas, unless you've got it in here, if you really believe in what you're doing, if you found something that's absolutely worth dying for,
I understand
absolutely
that. What kind of hope are you giving to the next person who doesn't have that strength?
Absolutely. No, I'm not saying it's good to look for dying. I'm not saying it's a good thing to want to die. Absolutely not. But if you found something that is worth dying for,
well, what hope are you going to give to the next person?
Absolutely, there's nothing worth out there dying for. But in here, if you can find yourself, if you can find your true values, they're worth dying for. It's not worth dying for a big job. It's not worth dying for millions of bucks. Yeah, no, it's not worth dying for high achievement. But your own values, your love for your brother,
transfer of hope to another person.
Absolutely.
Who can say, you know what,
that's
I want that ideal because my ultimate ideal is.
So when you think about it, if we're just passing through and all these things, the system, the money, the people, the power, everything that's there, really it doesn't matter because we're all just passing through. What does matter, I find, is what's in here. If we look inside, that's where we find great riches.
Why can't we
that's
get George Bursin or Tony Blair to look inside?
It's not
the Reverend Ian Paisley.
Well,
people who are church people
well,
who are supposed to be,
Because instead of trying to promote what other people should look inside, I think we need to look at ourselves. I need to look at me. It's no point in me looking at other people and say, hey, get away from the system. I need to do that. I need to liberate myself. When I have done that, I believe then what you're doing here then is manifested outside.
Yeah, say we had a new education structure. Think you'd be welcomed in?
A new education structure? I don't even think it matters. I don't even think it matters because I'll tell you why.
I don't think it'd be welcome.
I think we can change politics. We can use politics. We can bring in better politics, worthy politics. We've been doing that from day one. We've been bringing in war. We've been bringing in war, people's dead bodies to implement policies, which is what Bush is doing. He's sending guys out to get killed to implement policies that feed the system. Look, I mean, that's ultimately what he's doing. But no matter what we feed the system, no matter how hard, the system itself fundamentally is flawed because it's based on elitism, it's based on money, it's based on gangs.
Get rid of elitism.
It stinks. Bottom line, the system stinks. So I think it's almost a complete rejection of the system. I think that's what ultimately benefits people. And it's not about, no matter how much knowledge you gain, the real knowledge is in here. You can have a tremendous intellect, but it won't take any. The politicians, as crude as they may be, they have terrific intellects. They've got an abundance amount of knowledge.
They don't have terrific intellects.
Within the system,
absolutely.
I'm not saying they're right. You can have a great intellect and be evil. You can have a great intellect and be evil. You know what I mean? You can have all of these. But I believe the system itself is fundamentally flawed. And to try to use the system to make the system better doesn't work. I think personally, you got to reject the system. You got to look inside. And I think personally, that's what real life is. That's where you find what really matters.
I understand personally.
That's my personal opinion. Thanks.
Very good.
Great. There's a man here with Christmas lights on his head there.
Great wisdom on you. I was wondering, how the hell did you end up in Bush's wall?
Yeah, I suppose I've got to eat my words here. You know what, I'll just tell you straight out. I was a young guy looking for an adventure. There was a job going in Iraq. I just wanted to check it out. And I kind of figured, I found out exactly what it was really about, the hard way. And just for the record, incidentally, all the soldier was talking to over there, 90% of the guys hate the war, completely against the war. You know, they're being used by the system, you know.
But again, that's good lip service, but where's the action?
Where's the action? Absolutely. Well,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, politician. That is a politician to a king. Good lip service.
Absolutely.
No action.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to argue. I completely agree with you 100%
with that. A few more questions then.
Yeah.
Thanks
for listening.
The communications, I spoke to some guy over in America and he said his brother was over there doing most stuff. All they're doing over there is securing the old thing. Is that what you were doing?
That's exactly what I was doing. And I was wrong.
Let me ask you one question. Do you think after your time there, this is probably a pretty strong question, do you think you were in the problem or in the solution?
Personally, I don't think I was either, because it wouldn't have really mattered. I think the only way that I could actually separate myself to what was going on and what's going on globally is to forget about looking for solutions or problems within the system, and it's just simply looking here. I thought about what I love.
Well, see, what I'm trying to create for me is solution based. It's no longer the problem, because I know that it doesn't work. Well, so I'm all solution based.
Well, my name's Owen, by the way, and my personal solution, if I was to be honest, my personal solution, my love, I found in God. That's where I found it, me personally, if you ask me.
That's okay, but faith,
that's me.
Faith without works, that's faith.
That's faith, absolutely.
Faith without works is absolutely nil and void.
Absolutely, faith without works. But personally, that's where I found my joy. Instead of looking at, I've looked out there, I've been everywhere, I was a successful businessman, I lost everything, I was in the military, I've done it, and I found nothing out there.
Yeah.
It's in here is where I found it, that's me personally. Thank you.